नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जय मुदीरयेत् नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 1 चैप्टर 8 टेक्स्ट नंबर 18। कुन्ते उवाच नमस्ते पुरुषं त्वाद्यं ईश्वरं प्रकृते परम् अलक्ष्यं सर्वभूतानां अन्तर्बहिरवस्थितम्। कुन्ते उवाच नमस्ये पुरुषं स्वाद्यं ईश्वरं प्रकृते परम् अलक्ष्यं सर्वभूतानां अन्तर्बहिरवस्थितम्। कुंती उवाच श्रीमती कुंती सेड नमस्ये लेट मी बो डाउन पुरुषम
द सुप्रीम पर्सन
त्वा
यू
आद्यम
द ओरिजिनल
ईश्वरम
द कंट्रोलर
प्रकृते
ऑफ द मटेरियल कॉस्मॉस परम
बियॉन्ड
अलक्ष्यम
द इनविजिबल
सर्व
ऑल
भूतानाम
ऑफ लिविंग बीइंग्स अंतः
विदिन
बहि
विदाउट
अवस्थितम
एग्जिस्टिंग।
ट्रांसलेशन एंड परपोर्ट बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद। श्रीमती कुंती सेड ओ कृष्णा आई ऑफर माय ओबेसेंसेस अनटू यू बिकॉज यू आर द ओरिजिनल पर्सनालिटी एंड आर अनअफेक्टेड बाय द क्वालिटीज ऑफ द मटेरियल वर्ल्ड। यू आर एग्जिस्टिंग बोथ विद इन एंड विदाउट everything, yet you are invisible to all. Please repeat. Srimati Kunti said,
O Krishna,
I offer my obeisances
unto you,
because you are
the original personality,
and are unaffected. By the qualities
of the material world.
You are existing.
Both within.
And without.
Everything.
Yet.
You are invisible to all.
Purport. Srimati Kunti Devi was quite aware that Krishna is the original personality of Godhead. Although he was playing the part of her nephew. Such an enlightened lady could not commit a mistake by offering obeisances unto her nephew. Therefore, she addressed him as the original Purusha beyond the material cosmos. Although all living entities are also transcendental, they are neither original nor infallible. The living entities are apt to fall down under the clutches of material nature, But the Lord is never like that. In the Veda, therefore, He is described as the chief among all living entities. Nityo Nityanam, Chetanas Chetananam. Then again, He is addressed as Ishvara or the controller. The living entities or the Devatas like Chandra and Surya are also to some extent Ishvara. But none of them is Supreme Ishvara or the ultimate controller. He is the Parameshvara or the Super Soul. He is both within and without. Although He was present before Srimati Kunti as her nephew, He was also within her and everyone else. In the Bhagavad Gita 15.15, the Lord says, I am situated in everyone's heart and only due to Me, one remembers, forgets and is cognizant, etc. Through all the Vedas I am to be known because I am the compiler of the Vedas and I am the teacher of the Vedanta. Queen Kunti affirms that the Lord, although both within and without all living beings, is still invisible. The Lord is, so to speak, a puzzle for the common man. Queen Kunti experienced personally that Lord Krishna was present before her, yet He entered within the womb of Uttara to save her embryo from the attack of Ashwatthama's Brahmastra. Kunti herself was puzzled about whether Sri Krishna is all pervasive or localized. In fact, He is both. But He reserves the right of not being exposed to persons who are not surrendered souls. This checking curtain is called the Maya, energy of the Supreme Lord. And it controls the limited vision of the rebellious soul. It is explained as follows. That is the next shloka. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Nama Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Jayapataka Swaminati Namine Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminati Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadara Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Kunte Uvacha Namaste Purusham Vaktvadyam Ishwaram Prakrate Param Alaksham Sarvabhutanam Antarbai Avastitam. Srimati Kunti said, O Krishna, I offer my obeisances unto You because You are the original personality and are unaffected by the qualities of the material world. You are existing both within and without everything, yet You are invisible to all. So now Mother Kunti, she starts her prayers to Krishna. And so first, whenever the prayer, the first word, or the first way, first, you know, how you start, we say, please accept my humble obeisances. So first we say Namaskar. Namaste. Namaste means to bow down. So that's a very, in the Vedic culture, everyone was supposed to say Namaste. Now also, now it is the Westerners who are saying more Namaste than Indians are saying Namaste. Indians are saying hi, bye. And if you meet a Westerner who knows a little about India, he will, the moment he comes to know you are Indian, he will say Namaste. So such a difference. So Krishna is here. I mean, all the prayers are full of qualities of Krishna. But here, let's take one by one. Purusham. Purusham. He is Purusham. So when she says, Namaste Purusham, I don't know, I have not read how the Mayavadis interpret it. Namaste Purusham. Purusham is there, then who is Purusham? Purusham cannot be something Nirakara and all that. Swadhyam, for Adyam. Adi. Adyam comes from Adi. Adi means the oldest, the original. Ishwaram, the controller. Of what? Prakrate. Krishna declares in Bhagavad Gita a couple of times that he is the controller. Everything works under his direction. And then is Param. Param. Param means the highest. Param also means beyond, you know. Para, para and apara shakti. Krishna has two shakti. Para shakti, apara shakti. Para means beyond, that is spiritual. Apara means here. Alaksham, invisible. So one may argue that, oh, if Krishna is invisible, then why all this we are doing, you know. So here, this alaksham is for the common people, you know, like those who have no chance of seeing Krishna ever. Because they have not done anything to see Krishna. You know, that means you are not qualified. Unless you are qualified, there is no chance. So here, that's why it is just, she says, because she knows that 99.99% people are like that. So she says, alaksham. To whom? Sarva bhutanam, all living beings. And then you are existing how? Antaha and without. Bahi. Anta means within and without. Srila Prabhupada very nicely explains that Kunti is seeing Krishna, so he is bahi, outside. But Krishna as Paramatma is within her body also. So that's how he exists. Avasthitam, he is existing both inside, outside, the whole creation. He enters into each atom, he enters into each jiva. So this is a wonderful, you know, this is a wonderful way of starting a prayer. He just says, please accept my obeisances because you are such and such, you are so glorified. And now Prabhupada says, I mean, he is a nephew. He first establishes that, yes, Krishna is God. How? Because you never say namaste to your nephew. Nephew is always younger than you. You know, brother's son or sister's son or something. So what do you call him? Just call him by name, hey, come here. Whatever, Ganesh, Murli, whatever. So she is saying namaste, then immediately she is declaring that he is Adi Purusham. Govindam Adi Purusham Tamaham Bhaja. Brahmaji says, and here Mother Kunti also starts like that. Then, see, the controller has to be outside. Right? If you control anything, then you cannot be part of that thing. And how can you control? So somebody who has to control this material world, then he should be living outside. Like Prabhupada gives the example of a prison house. Who controls the prison house? The jailer. But jailer has to stay outside. If he also staying inside, he is in cell number 7, he is a jailer. That doesn't make sense, you know. He has to control from outside. So this is exactly what it means here, that Krishna is supreme and he controls it from outside. That's why he is Ishwara. And then, of course, there are smaller Ishwaras. In Bhagavatam, you see sometimes these other devatas, they are also called as Ishwara. Of course, in India, when we say Ishwara, they say Lord Shiva. You know, if you say, I have to go to Ishwara temple, that means you are going to Lord Shiva's temple. So Lord Shiva is also controller of some areas. Yes. He is a bigger controller than Surya and Chandra. But the word Parameshwara, Param Ishwara, has to be only one. You know. If everybody becomes Parameshwara, then there is a problem again. So, Prabhupada quotes from chapter 15, which we are chanting every day. I hope everybody is chanting. Chapter 15, Purushottam Mas, Purushottam Yoga. There, 15.15, he is saying that he is confirming that I am sitting in everyone's heart. And he says, due to him only we get this remembrance, forget. Because people sometimes say, oh, he did it on his own. He's so intelligent that he did something, you know, he invented something. The immediate next question comes, who gave him the intelligence? What do you mean, who gave the intelligence? You know, he is intelligent. Oh, no. He is intelligent, but his intelligence has come from somebody. And Krishna is declaring, who is that person? He is saying, it is him. He is the one who makes you remember, forget, all that. All the qualities come from Krishna. And then he also confirmed that the whole study of Vedas is to know Krishna. And he says, I am the teacher of Vedanta. You know, I am the teacher. That's why we say he is the supreme teacher, Adi Guru. Of course, we also call Brahma, Balaramji as Guru, Adi Guru. So, not much difference between Krishna and Balaram. So, that's why Prabhupada says, for a common man, it is a puzzle. You know, they don't understand what is God. They think, what is this going on? These people talk something. I have not seen him. I don't know what it is. So, here the example in the present case is, he was standing before Kunti and he also entered the embryo. He entered the womb of Uttara to save the embryo. So that's exactly nicely put up by one devotee, that if somebody claims to be God, then all you have to ask him is to, some people say you ask him to lift Govardhan and all that. That's too difficult. Just ask him to sit there and also go to bathroom. Prabhu, you can keep sitting here, please also go to bathroom, because you are God. You are declaring that you are God, so do that much. So here, this is the thing, you know, like Krishna is outside, Krishna is inside. When he comes to this planet, doesn't mean that his seat in the Vaikuntha is vacant. They show in the mythological movies in India, you know, Lord Vishnu is sitting and he says, go, I'll come. Ching! You know, music will be there and the seat will be empty. No, it's not like that. Lord doesn't have to get up from his place to go somewhere. That's why the Ishopanishad says, you know, that he walks but he doesn't walk. He talks but he doesn't talk. So he's both. And why he's not seen? Because Srila Prabhupada explains that he reserves the right. He's Swaraj. He reserves the right to expose or not to expose. Krishna, that's why he says, those who do not want to surrender to me, I also make myself unavailable to them. That's why that is Bhagavad Gita. So, and then in the ratio, when you surrender to him, start doing service, then in that ratio he is reciprocated. So if you have done so great a service that he has to give you darshan, he is obliged to give you darshan. But of course still, it's his will, his desire. And we are a rebellious soul, that's why we are here. Gopal is confirming that we are rebellious souls. So now in the next verses, we'll learn more about the glories of Krishna. This all, nothing else but glories of Krishna. And our relationship with Krishna, that's what Kunti, Mother Kunti is going to explain. Our relationship with Krishna, how we should approach Krishna, what should we ask? So I'd like to stop here. Okay, any question, comment?
You said that is a talent, you know? You said these people are talented.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So, because I wonder is that why would Krishna, why would Krishna give intelligence to say the atheist and the scientist to convince people in a lot of ways, in many ways, very good that he doesn't exist?
Yeah. The intelligence is given. How to use it is up to you. these atheists and all, they are intelligent people. They are not dumb people. Yeah. So they are misusing that intelligence. Intelligence is actually given to you to use in Krishna's service. You know? Like, for example, you may inherit some millions of dollars from your parents. Okay? This is exactly what I am going to tell you now is what happens. And then how do you use the money? It's up to you now. Right? Somebody may use it to build a temple, somebody may use it for making a casino, somebody may use it for a slaughterhouse. The same way, intelligence is given. Now how you use it is up to you.
Yeah, but same time, I don't think I picked something. I'm just trying to understand, like, I wouldn't give myself, like, that user and not use it properly. Like, I wouldn't give money to some 5-year-old kid.
No, but you inherit, you know. See, whether you like it or not, your father is super rich and he leaves it for you. What do? Whether you're 5 year or 10 year, doesn't matter. Right? You may not want it. So same way, some people may shun intelligence. I don't want to be intelligent. That's why they act foolish. See, what is foolishness? Lack of intelligence. Right? That's it. Negative of that. It's nothing on its own. It's same thing. Everything is positive. Only the negative of that is, the lack of that is negative. Like what is evil? Lack of goodness. What is dark? Lack of light. So same way, what is foolishness? Lack of intelligence. Otherwise, from where they, see, if the remembrance and forgetfulness and everything comes from Krishna, how can intelligence come from somebody else? How can you manufacture your own intelligence? Or you can, you know, develop your own. Yeah. When you say develop intelligence means you are actually using it properly, that's all. That also comes as a conditioning, you know. Like for example, when the cow gives a birth to a calf, if Krishna has not given the intelligence to go to the udder to drink milk, he will be dead. Because the mother cannot do anything, mother cannot say, come on, you know, lift him and put it. Does it make sense?
Yeah, I understand what you're saying. It's hard to understand. Like, even if I was a rich father, and I knew my son was a fool, would I give him money?
No, see, that's what I'm saying.
Huh? Because I know he would waste it, so why give him money?
Yeah, but you see, Krishna is very, very beneficent. He wants to give a chance to everybody. Yeah. That's why, you know, otherwise why there will be so much wastage, you know. He's giving you the chance. Actually the whole purpose of a human life is to go back, right? The very fact that you have become a human being, you're supposed to be going back. Using your in this human life. Now you are wasting it. That's why you have to come again and again and again, because you are wasting every time. Prabhupada says that. Prabhupada says that you make this rocket and this and that. Prabhupada says, okay, you made it, but who gave you the intelligence? I'm just taking from there.
The thing is
that, you know, you cannot for the giver, you cannot put up a condition. One who wants to give, you can't put a condition. You give only this, you know, that doesn't happen. Only to us, yes. For example, we do charity. So then we have been, the scriptures tell us to whom to give the charity. Then, but still people don't listen, right? You have money. 10 people have money, somebody gives to temple, somebody gives to, you know, Bill Gates and this and that, they give to this disease, that disease, somebody gives to something else, somebody, you know, like that. That's why there are thousands and thousands of charities in the world, you know, because there are givers and there are, these people are receivers. Somehow or the other, there are experts, right? Isn't it? There are experts, consultants, Who will tell you how to get money out of somebody? People engage them, the organization engage them so that they can get the money. Yes. So it's always there, you know, the giver. Krishna is, you know, Krishna being equal to all, he just doesn't discriminate like that. He doesn't make anybody less intelligent.
Well, the other thing that you wasn't talking about, you find people like, you talk about maybe scholars or intellectuals that sometimes have this one about them, all the times they have this serious belief, but a lot of people that believe in religion, all the times they have more influence.
That's exactly. So this is what, you know, exactly that again
so
comes to the same. Correct. What I'm saying is, again, I'm not equal doesn't mean equal, you know, like given intelligence, of course, again, that again depends on your karma also, you know. Because you have done some stupid karmas, you know, then you are going to get stupid results.
Yeah.
But all this, what you are talking about, they're all misusing, simple. The moment we say somebody is intelligent and not properly using it, that means it's misusing. Simple. Okay?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.